If you are lost in spirituality, meditation, yoga, Advaita, enlightenment, masters, etc., I would like to suggest something new. Your situation may be that you experienced much suffering in your life, and spirituality and masters appeared as a solution, as a help. And this is natural, because if we cannot find a solution on the same layer, on the same level, we naturally expand our view to the next level. We need a larger context if we cannot solve the problem in the context we are right now. So, for example, if we live in a prison, we will never find freedom in the prison. The freedom is outside the prison. Now, what we experience in childhood is a problem and a suffering which has no solution. A child cannot solve the problem of developmental and attachment trauma. It cannot solve the situation that it experiences. Not enough love, not enough attachment, not enough autonomy, not enough caring and contact and interaction. It cannot solve that because it's beyond its capabilities. It cannot say, oh, my parents are not good for me. I look somewhere else. This is not possible. A child is fully dependent on the parents it has. So there's no solutions. There are only workarounds which help us to stay stable and to not get insane and to postpone the healing and transformation. So with this imprint that in the current context there is no solution, we naturally look later on to the to a higher context, to a higher level. But as a grown up, we can solve the problem. We can solve our situation because we are not children anymore and not dependent on single humans. We have the whole planet with millions of people. But as our nervous system is flexible in the early years and it gets ingrained, the experience we have there, it appears later on that we still live in the same situation. But this is absolutely unconscious. It is the foundation of our life, of our perception. It is so deeply ingrained that we don't realize it. We don't realize that we can dissolve the lack of attachment, the lack of relationship, the lack of interaction today by just choosing people who are able to live in deep relationships. And what we do instead is we look for a meta context. And what is the meta context? It is God, it is meditation, it is transcendence, Advaita, masters, power places, and so on. And sooner or later, you see that this doesn't work. You may have found a master, you may even be at a very intense power place, you have disciples around you, like-minded people, you do yoga, meditation, discipline, and so on, and the core suffering of your life is not being resolved. Why? Because you don't address the level, the layer where the suffering is. You cannot skip the level on which your suffering is created and is still active. This is not possible. It is the same situation as if you would try to remove strong physical pain by going to a power place. In rare cases, this may work, but usually it doesn't work. If you have a broken leg, you can go to Arunachala, and I promise that for at least 90% people, the broken leg will not be healed by just going to this mountain. And if I'm wrong, okay, then please tell me, show me pictures and images, then I will change my mind. But I don't think so. It is the wrong layer. Yeah, if you have a broken leg, you have to go to a surgeon. You need a hospital. You don't need a power place. You need a hospital and a professional doctor who repairs your leg. And the same is with attachment and developmental trauma, but it appears as psychological suffering. And that's the tricky thing. But it's not a psychological suffering. It is also a physical suffering. That's what I always say. So, if you are lost in that direction, it is very easy to get out of it, to get a real help. And the real help every human being is looking for is that it's possible to finally get in a real contact with another human. Not with a master, with a simple human who is also willing to tell about his state. And this is the solution, not only for your individual suffering, it is the solution for the whole planet, for the whole humanity. It will solve every problem on this planet. I'm not exaggerating, absolutely not. You can experience that if you do it. Instead of trying to transcend this world, try to enter this world. And to enter this world means that you start to tell the truth about your inner state, of your inner suffering, to other humans, to share the content of your levels, of your layers. And this is the physical level, what you experience in your body, that is the emotional level, and this is the mental level, as I explained before in other videos. If you start sharing that instead of trying to dissolve that, then you are out of the hell. It's not that you have to walk a long, painful path to get out of your hell. No, you are immediately out of the hell if you do that. In that moment where you when you communicate what is inside of you, you are out of it. You transcend it by going into it, but not with meditation. Instead, you have to share that. This is the magic. And if two people do that, then the door is open for transcendence and meditation and what not. It comes as a side effect. But without healing this layer, you have no chance with meditation. It is not possible. It is the same as if you would try to meditate with extreme pain in your legs and headache and stuff like that. If you try to meditate, it will not be very successful. That's at least what I believe and what I've experienced. In fact, there's a great master who says enlightenment is just relaxation. Enlightenment is nothing but a complete relaxation. And you can only relax, the body can only relax in a state of safety. Yes, there's also the possibility that the body fully lets go in a collapse. But this is not the natural way and it's not needed. If it is clear that the body can only relax in safety, which is a biological fact, because in danger it doesn't make sense to relax. You have to fight or flight. So the biology of our body relaxes only if the environment is safe. And the environment is safe for us mammals only if we are connected, deeply connected with others. This is the main factor for the body to feel safe. And to get connected with others in deep relationships, you have to communicate your internal situation. And this is the circle. And at the end, we will all end up automatically in meditation if everything has shared and dissolved. So instead of separating us more and more and going into meditation and do more and more extreme methods and esoteric techniques, it is much simpler. Find someone who is at the same point and start exchanging what's inside of you as deeply as possible, as honest as possible, and as disidentified as possible, as I explained in other videos. And this does the whole transformation. And then you can experience real magic and real transcendence. And it is very easy and it's very beautiful. And then you get everything. You get really everything on all levels you ever wanted.